Get ready to power start your day with wealth, lifestyle, and leadership coach Nicola Smith Jackson. Tune in each Monday through Friday at 8 a.m. Eastern for your daily dose of motivation and business education to help you build big business and be successful. And now, here's Nicola.
Good morning, family, and welcome to Power Start Your Day. This is Nicola Smith Jackson, and we are going to reawaken your spirit, resuscitate your passion, renew your mind so you can recommit to the plan that God has for you, and that's for you to have a big business. You got to build this up now. Now, I have a special guest here from Kind of Time. We're going to be coaching you Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. If you haven't done this already, go ahead and share this call with other people. 602-753-1848 or listen online with their smart device, iPad, tablet, PC, or Mac at blogtalkradio.com/successwithNicola. Guys, this is good. We're talking about how to find those hot spots for network marketing leads. Listen, can we align God with this, the Bible with this? Oh, my Lord, I can tell you the revelations that the Holy Spirit has given me, you are going to be blown away. But we got to go back and we got to give God the grace and give him the praise and give him the thanks for all that he's doing, because this is big. People are having breakthroughs. Father God, we come before you honoring you on this day, thanking you for the day that you've made. We're in joy. We're glad that you've given us an opportunity to serve you in the capacity of leadership. We can come to you every day giving you those thanks, oh, Father God, because we're coming from our heart. We're truly seeking you like never before, so that you can continue to unlock the mysteries of the abundant life that Jesus died for. Father God, as we come before you, as your people are listening, let this fall on ears who will hear what you would say. Let the faith be increased that they will do what you say. Father God, we thank you for putting us on the right track. A lot of our paths are crooked right now, but you are putting us in a place where we're straight. We understand at a higher level, so we'll do at a higher level. We thank you, Father God, that you've given us, oh, Father God, the opportunity to represent you in this earth where you are irrelevant for a lot of people. But you are our source. You are the center and the head of our lives and everything else that we do. As we come before you, oh, Father God, we know that it's not popular. But we are receiving results, and this is the time for your people to see that you are still doing miracles. You can still turn around whatever situation that your people are dealing with. In the place of business, give us the wisdom of Solomon that we will be able to create immense wealth for your kingdom. But thank you, oh, Father God, that we're walking in our rightful place as the head and not the tail, that we are building wealth so that we will be the lender and not the borrower. Father God, we know that these are not myths. These are realities as the more as we walk into your scripture, your word that you've left for us. We're covering this with the blood of your son, Jesus Christ. As your people are getting stronger and wiser even now, as the faith is increasing. Wow, we're thanking you for Jesus. Wow, in Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen. Thank you. Listen, guys, good morning, good morning, good morning. How are you on today? Sometimes, you know, I'm just sometimes lost for words at the amazing things that God has given to us and the grace that he's given us each and every day. Even when we are just like way off track. And, you know, he's given us these words on, we're talking about how can we build big business. We're not training you here and power start your day to be mediocre, to be at the bottom of your company. We're training you to move to the top. Take your spot at the top. Now, there is going to be work involved. There is work involved. But I can tell you something. That God gave us a scripture that it cleared up some things for me, because I know when I'm looking at the success that we've had over the last close to 10 years is coming up very soon, and I began to kind of reverse engineer and say, well, yeah, we definitely were blessed to make our first $1 million in the first 4 years of our business and network marketing, which definitely, we know it was hard work, but we didn't know that was like so huge until we realized that there were so many other people who weren't actually being successful. And that in itself gave me an obligation, gave me an assignment. God gave me that assignment to say, you know, you got to go back and teach other people some things that they can do different. Do I still know everything? No, I am still learning. That's why I stay in training. But I am going to tell you, my ultimate source for my training has been God and the Holy Spirit. I'm not going to tell you any different, because there are some things that even when you go to certain trainings, even when you're in your training at your company, your convention, whatever, things are just like still fuzzy for you. And you're saying, I feel like I'm doing the right thing. I'm doing what they told me to do, but why am I still not seeing the success? Why are people not calling my phone to say, I want to be partnered with you? Why are people not calling my phone saying, I want your services? So you're chasing down business, and you're sowing seeds in places that you're not reaping harvest. So let's talk about this as we go to the scripture here. And we're going to be in Matthew chapter 13, verses 3 through 8. And you can also find this in Mark 4, 1 through 9, and Luke 8, 4 through 8. Now, this is a parable about the sower, and we already know that the parables are pretty much Jesus talking to the disciples and the multitudes. He's talking to them about, like, earthly things, you know, so they can kind of comprehend, saying coming down to their level, but it's about heavenly truth. It's about unlocking the keys. It's about getting access to unlock the keys, those mysteries, those keys that Jesus went down into hell and got, the things that people are still like trapped up, living without more than enough, living, you know, beneath their means, struggling. These are the keys. Now, I don't know about you, but I know that you're going to have to know about these keys for yourself. You're going to have to understand these principles for yourself so you can execute it from a very earnest place. So you can be honorable like Jabez, as you're asking for your territory to be expanded. And I can tell you something, the more you start understanding the keys, then you start getting excited. You start getting like relentless to be successful, because you begin to really understand the power that you hold to be successful here. So now, let's go ahead into Matthew chapter 13, starting here at verse 3. Then he spoke many things to them in parables, saying, that's Jesus, behold, the sower went out to sow. You went out prospecting. You went out sowing your seed. And he sowed some seed fell by the wayside, and the birds came and devoured them. Some fell on stony places where they did not have much earth, and they immediately sprang up because they had no depth of the earth. But when the sun was up, they were scorched, and because they had no root, they withered away. And some fell among thorns, and a thorn sprang up and choked them. But others fell on good ground and yielded a crop, some 100-fold, some 60, some 30. He who has ears to hear, let him hear. Do you have ears to hear? When we're talking about enlarging our territory, we're talking about let's get real with ourselves so that now God has a place. He can do what he really wants to do. It's very obvious that there are some people who are sowing seeds in the right places and they're receiving bigger harvests. We know that we have different levels. Even in our industry, there are different levels and different tiers. And those different levels, no matter what the company is, they might call them titles or ranks or promotions, whatever it is, it's a representation of how much of the portion are you sowing seeds in the proper places for you to have the harvest. I can assure you, people at the top are not just lucky. For the most part, they're diligent. For the most part, they're persistent. For the most part, they have an I do not care, I'm not giving up attitude. They're not moved easily because they know that the more they sow, they keep sowing and sowing and sowing and sowing and sowing those seeds, that they are going to reap a harvest because they are operating within the principle of abundance and success. If you're facing easily, your faith is low. And it says that the word tells us that it's faith that activates the hand of God. The word tells us that faith without works are dead. But let's talk about the sowing and reaping. I told you, hey, finding hot spots in your network marketing leads. If you get this down and you start doing these things, don't just take this information, please, family. Don't take the information and just say, oh, that was a good call, and then you don't get off the phone and actually go and do something about it. If you want to be journaling your progress, whether it's saying, hey, go get your 20 no's a day, then we told you who to go get the 20 no's from, and then now we start talking to you on today about leads that could be low or no cost to you where your phone will be ringing instead of you chasing. Because, see, sometimes you're going to be making outbound calls. You're going to actually go out. You know, we're going to talk about even going into networking events and, you know, all these type of things. But how do you, while you're going out and while you're making your calls and while you're making your list and calling those people out, how do you turn those, some of those people into where they are actually helping you to have your phone ring? How many people do you have out there that's helping you make your phone ring? I told you we were getting down to the nitty-gritty of no more looking for the gold in these dust mines like you've been doing thus far. We don't want you spinning your wheels. We want you to understand a target, and you keep going at that target, and eventually you're going to hit it. We said, now, go ahead and start asking yourself some questions. I do know when we start doing the Success Mastermind 2.0, we're going to get a lot deeper in this, but I want to give you enough that you can still use and get results. Now, typically you're making these lists of these prospects, and, you know, I encourage you to defy the target market. Those are people that, hey, listen, you're either helping them do bigger business, or these are people that really need your product, want it, and they will also be willing to pay for it. You need to clarify that. They need it, want it, and willing to pay for it. Need it, want it, and willing to pay for it. Need it, want it, and willing to pay for it. Because if they need it, but they don't want it, it's not going to work. If they want it, but they're not willing to pay for it, it's not going to work. There's no way your business is going to grow unless they need it, want it, and willing to pay for it. So now as we go on here, and you say, well, okay, well, who do I refine these? You know, my list is about my family and friends, and they're turning me down. I told you there is a proper place for your family and friends. Not that I'm not telling you not to talk to any of your family and friends, but I want to tell you how, if you're starting your business out and you're not getting any headway with your family and friends, this is what you can do. Now, I want you to know, we've had immense success, and we've only had a very small amount of family and friends who supported us in our business. Very small amount. Very small amount. That's a very small amount. Listen, I can't even count on one hand the amount of family and friends that joined my business in and help me to grow my business. Not even on one hand. Yet we made millions of dollars. So stay encouraged. Stay encouraged. But then later on, there's a place. You got to go in and expand this territory, and you start asking yourself these questions. Who is it that need, want, and willing to buy the product or service that I offer? And you have to now create a script as to how what you have is going to be good for what they need, want, and willing to buy. These may be professionals that you're enhancing their business, help them make more money, people who want major change in their life. Again, how your product or service is what they need, want, and willing to buy. Create this sentence and put yourself in the place. So let's talk about this low, no upfront cost for lead generation today. Because this is very underused by most network marketers. When they get a no, they never turn those people into a referral source for them. Can you imagine that, let's say you go for 20 no's a day and you only get 2 people to say yes and 18 people said no, but of those 18 people, you're able to maybe turn 10 of those people into referral lead sources for you. When they say no, it does not stop there. Okay, great. You know, everything is not for everyone, but let me ask you a question. Who do you know that may be, you know, entrepreneurial or, you know, maybe looking for an extra stream of income that doesn't interfere with what they're doing now? Or what about that realtor that you know? Maybe I can connect with her. I probably can help her do more business to get a referral. But as a business owner, this is one of the biggest trip-ups I see. Especially when you're starting your business up, you're in preservation. You don't even want to share a few coins with anybody so you can get more business. You don't want to spend money in advertising. You don't want to spend money in referral sources. You only want the money to come one way, and this is the reason why money is short. Because one of the biggest things I learned about money is that money likes to be moved and multiplied. So even if the little money that you may be earning in your business and you're not willing to sow that back into your business, whether into referrals or into advertising or to something, your business is going to be a slow growth. So with referrals, most of the time there's no upfront cost. When those people say no, and then now you ask them about them being a referral for you, it could be those same professionals that have all your unqualified buyers or what have you if you're in a business like me, or it could be those people who are, you know, trainers and gyms or what have you that want quality, you know, nutritional weight loss products or what have you. And then you can simply let them know, like, hey, no pressure, what have you, but I'd love to be able to give you some thank you. You know, we have a few ways that I could do that and give you some referral money so that, you know, just to say thank you. I know you may not want it or need it, but, you know, I just want to just say thank you. And then now they might find themselves sending you people, and they become what is considered Virgos. Virgos are people who are going out for getting business for you, bringing the business back to you, and then you more likely are paying them. Now, I want you to understand this. As you're building your business, you want several people who are going out saying the word about you. And even the way that you respond when a person gives you a no will have a huge impact on them actually wanting to refer business to you. Even a response if someone doesn't join with your business, the way you react would have a huge response on them wanting to send referrals to you. See, we're professionals. And the more you don't wear your emotions on your sleeve, people will start respecting you as a professional, as a business owner. Because we know that no could mean not now, But no could also mean them leading you to your next top leader or to a plethora of other customers. And you want to gather these people. Go back in your prospect list right now of the people who said no. And then go back and see how many of them have you converted them into at least a referral lead source for you. And sometimes if it is someone that it's one person that would give you to many people, be willing to give something a try. Be willing to give something away to give them the opportunity to experience you, your product, your service, your customer service, so that they'll be willing to actually share what it is that you have with other people. Guess why? Because this is all about leadership and duplication. And can you imagine the power of the leverage? While you're just away doing your other calls, what have you, have maybe 10, 20 people who are actually speaking a word for you. Let's say if those people only sent you one person a month, that could be 10 extra or 20 people a month. Then what if your team was doing that too? Most people are not training to truly get the referral business. Because I can tell you that these seeds, if they're sown in the right place, it will produce a harvest. But I'm going to tell you something. When you begin to study the laws of sowing and reaping in the Bible in so many places, from an Old Testament and a New Testament, it's showing you that you will be sowing for periods of time. So when you're sowing with crazy faith, your harvest will match it. Your ability will match it. It will come like at the level that you're ready for. God can't do anything with too much. With people with very little faith. You can have a little bit of money. You can have a little bit of friends. You can have even a little bit of people who support you. But if you have a lot of faith and you're moving towards the works and you're implementing the wisdom that is being taught you here on Power Start Your Day, every day, I say every day, being consistent, not slothful, baby, you can't tell me you won't be successful. You can literally be ignorance on fire, just following instructions and run into a huge gold mine. I'm talking about rich. I'm talking about so much rich that your family and friends going to be asking. They're going to be recruiting themselves. They're going to be saying, how can I be that? Because you need to play that faith. You need to display, I'm keeping it moving. You need to display that God is your first business partner. Now, guys, listen. I'm going to challenge you today to go back and you want to go and convert some of those people on that list, if you haven't already, into the phone room to say, hey, John, hey, how are you? How's everything going? Good. Business is going well. Yeah, I am just so excited right now. But I wanted to actually touch base with you. I know I talked with you some time ago about, the business and how my business actually helped you do more business. And you know, I realized at the time it probably wasn't the best time. But let me ask you this question. Over that period of time, have you run into anyone who didn't have whatever you do? Remember your question, who do you know with? And then you finish that, who didn't have less of a credit, who didn't have, who was unable, you know, to lose that stubborn belly fat, or you know, have you run into anyone since then? Well, you know, I really, really value your opinion. I value what you do and everything, and maybe something that we could do, we could actually help each other out. Would you be open to, at least, you know, there's no enrollment fee involved or anything like that, to maybe just send some of those people my way? I mean, maybe we can help some other people out together, and we could you know, we don't say partner, but I'll be willing to actually share some of my earnings with you, my revenue with you. Is that something you'd be open to? Again, no enrollment fee, no strings attached, no anything. Just simply, you know, anyone who you know, just pass them on over to me. And, you know, what might be the best way or most convenient? Because I know you're busy. What's the most convenient way for you to do that? Maybe I can just give you a script and you can just text the people on over to me whenever you get someone, or you can just say, hey, give them my number and then just say, hey, John, sent me. Whatever is simple. I don't want it to be any additional work for you at all. I don't want to interrupt what you're doing. Would you be open to that? Now, I know you guys are going to have to go back and listen to that, and you're going to put your own twist to it, and that's why you do have to go back and review, because the nuggets that are dropped for you are totally, totally big. If you started doing that, not only going for your 20 no's a day, but turning those people into low or no-cost lead generators for you, while you're out there going for your no's, you'll now start having people like I do calling me and say, hey, so-and-so sent me. They said you did an awesome job for them or what have you. Or so-and-so sent me. You came highly recommended. So-and-so sent me, you know, and then guess what? These are people now that are calling, and they're the easiest to close. You don't even have to sell those people who came from referral lead sources. Because the third-party validation, the other thing that we don't use that often in network marketing, the third-party validation is absolutely diamond. It's powerful. Not only is that third-party validation powerful on a three-way call, it's powerful when someone refers someone to you and they'll say, oh, no, I trust you because so-and-so sent me. Oh, no, it's okay. I'm ready to go. Do you have any questions? Oh, no, I'm ready to go. So-and-so sent me. They showed me their results. Or so-and-so sent me and you came highly recommended. Yeah, I'm ready to go. So you do want to find your hot leads for your network marketing business in the power of referrals. Go back and try it. We got some more stuff coming for you, a few more days of this series. Make sure you and your team are plugging in, and make sure you and your team go back and listen to the playback. If this helped you at all, hey, just say, you know what, I'm going to use this, or this was powerful information, you know, and we'd love to serve you in a higher capacity. We'd love to serve you in a higher capacity. If there are even some things that say, you know what, I'm not fully clear on this or what have you, go ahead also and email successwithdakota@gmail.com and say, you know what, I'm understanding this part, but I don't understand that part. Now, I'm going to be very, very clear with you. Some of these things are part of my power formula that I've used to build network marketing. I sow in so much of value at no cost, but I understand, and I'm telling you this is the best thing for you. If you really want to go to the next level, you have to sometimes go and invest in yourself. So when you get those invitations, invest so that you can go to the next level. But you've gotten plenty enough to be able to use and do something with and actually maybe get another promotion or so. Make sure you touch base at successwithnicola@gmail.com and let us know you're making progress. So with that being said, you tuned in, you took notes. Now go ahead and take action. I want you guys to have a blessed, prosperous, and